I'm out of style and I seem to have lost my mind. When all that comes and goes is leaving me behind. Turn on the TV news, there goes the plot. I'm self-destructive and all the good things I have got. Temperatures rising week by week. I listen to the people, then the people speak. This new ABBA record better be good. Go for a walk, take in a protest march or two. Political sciences are coming for me and you. Wanna find an up in this system of a down? Go get a sucker who can turn this old world around. Temperatures rising week by week. I listen to the people, but then the people speak. This new ABBA record better be good. I sold my ego, there was a psycho-economic collapse. But it's only temporary, the government said. Perhaps. Took up jujitsu with some acrobatic guru guy. Don't like to mention it, but he's taking me for a ride. Aye, aye, aye. Temperatures rising week by week. I listen to the people, then the people speak. This new ABBA record better be good.
If that ABBA record ever comes out, it better be bloody good. He's right. This is WFMU. It's Atlantic Tunnel. I'm your host, Edward Rogers. Please give us your money. We need your money. Look, you can't get programming like this anywhere else in the world, okay? Look at the artists we've reached out to who are kindly giving their time to do and pledge and just get us enough money to go through another year. You want special music like this. You want special programming like this. Todd, you agree?
I do, absolutely. Yeah, it's unusual to find. It's like a, you know, you go into a library and somebody has to pay for it, basically.
Because yeah. I'm not selling books. Yeah. Well put, so sir.
Now it's the same library. Yeah, it's very, very important.
It is. It preserves history and it also creates history. And now absolutely. I'm going to tell you, these are the new pieces of work, the last couple of singles that Todd has been working on. And I'm going to turn it over to you, sir. You can tell me about them, please, and tell our audience, too.
Okay, well, just before lockdown and COVID, I'd sort of embarked on a process of releasing six vinyl singles, like proper singles, records, that songs that were written to be on a piece of vinyl, to be a single song. And the first one that you played was Featurette. People will say, well, what's a featurette? Well, it you know, when I was 13, I think, was the first time I went into a studio, and I went in to record a song. Somebody paid me to go and sing a song for them for whatever, and I didn't do my homework. So my schoolmaster said to me the next morning after the studio day, you know, you think you're really something, boy, you know, but what have you been doing? And I said, well, I, you know, went and sing this song for my friend, sir, in a recording studio. He said, what's a recording studio? It's like a fashion thing. I said, no, it's a music thing. And he said, you really think you're something, Taylor, but you're not. You're just a featurette. You know, you'll never be anything. You're just a featurette. And that's about that.
Boy, you hold like grudges, don't you?
The second song you played was an idea that I had. If I'm writing a song, I try not to sort of write a song out of nowhere. I try to sort of think a little bit about the song that I'm going to write. And I had the pleasure in 2012 to make an art exhibition in London, which Yoko Ono was part of. And she was incredibly supportive and sort of inspirational, you know, working with her. She came to London, I think from New York, 3 times for our show, which was amazing. And speaking to her about various things and everything, I realized that this was a very different person to the person that I was expecting to encounter. And we had some very sort of free chats and things like that, and time to speak and time to talk. So when I started to do this, I just by chance happened to hear John Lennon's Oh Yoko song. That's become a bit more prominent in the last couple of years than it was. And I thought, why don't I flip that around and write a song not called Oh Yoko, but called Yoko Oh. In other words, maybe we thought, you know, she was like this, but actually she's quite different. So that's what that song does. It flips John's song around. It's like the inside out. I changed the chord patterns are sort of upside down.
But you still have the feel of the song. I mean, you still have the feel, but the song is totally different. That also is a single. I must point out for our audience that they can get that song. It is a single. It's a downloadable track as well. So,
it's on Spotify as well and all that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, why don't we go to the next track you had? Isn't it Verna?
The next track was Once. So the next track is Verna Lindt. Verna Lindt's an interesting artist. As I say, we played the previous track a few minutes ago. As one of the few artists that ABBA have ever released on their label. Their label, Polar, was really made for themselves, but they released our first single, Attention Stockholm, which is very, very, very unusual for them to do that because Benny Andersson liked it so much. I think he liked the chord sequence and all that stuff.
She's not bad looking either, mate.
That's true. Well, this new one, Once, is like a song which could be for a film where you have like a title and then you qualify the title with the line that follows it. So it's one of those. I'm quite pleased with it, and it'll be out via Rough Trade in about 2 months' time. That's our next release.
And what's very cool about that release, it was recorded in RAK Studios.
It was recorded in Rack Studios in London, in St. John's Wood. Everybody knows Abbey Road, which, of course, is only called that because it's in Abbey Road in St. John's Wood. But Rack is only 200 yards away from that. Rack's famous for having recorded one thing they recorded was Arrows, actually.
Alan Merrill's band.
I love rock and roll. Yeah. But
Peter New?
Radiohead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2 or 3 massive albums for Radiohead.
A lot of the Mickey Most productions. I'm sorry, I talked over you.
So all Donovan, you know, Hot Chocolate, incredible things. Yes, Racy, that's right, yeah. Yeah, some really incredible records. And it's just a lovely atmosphere there. I'd never been there. It was one of the few places that I hadn't been. I always wanted to visit Rack Studios. So I said, okay, well, to do these new ones, I'm going to do it there. And it's been great.
And is the studio exactly the way it was?
It is exactly the way it was. It's got that kind of up and down thing. It looks like a space module inside. And you stand at the start of the glass, the front of the glass, and you can look down into the studio. It's like, if you've been in Abbey Road Studio 2, which is the same deal, the Beatles' actual studio, it's exactly the same, but it's just a bit smaller. It's a 70s, 1970s studio.
Right. All right, now, we cannot let you finalize this until we talk about the latest single from you.
Yeah, so This is the songs that I started to do now. The last five or six records have, in a general sense, been protest songs. I mean, the Yoko O song is a protest song. Featurette is "Baby, I Miss the Internet," which is my song about Donald Trump. Very much is. And this new one, which is called "This New ABBA Record." So for some time, people are probably aware that ABBA are about to release a new single, their first for 40 years, but they've been about to release it for at least 2 years.
I've read about it,
but it still hasn't come up. And if you're an ABBA fan like me, of course, I'm fascinated to find out what this new thing could possibly be like. And I kept talking about it because I kept plugging it, and then it didn't come, and it still hasn't come. So during this period of COVID, where things are getting worse and worse and worse, and we've got lots and lots of protests about things in the street, and violence and everything else. So it's a protest song, and it's saying, you know, things are really bad. You know, they're pretty sort of shit, you know, and not very good. People are not being very nice to each other, not treating people kindly. And this new ABBA record better be good, you know, in terms of, like, it might do some good. It might heal us, or it might make us feel better. And that's what that's about.
Oh, you have a knack for finding unusual activities in the mind to write about, sir. Each one of these has a very unique perspective, you know. You're an observationist, but in your own, you take it in your own way, you know. I think in America, they don't even know that there's a new ABBA single, but in Europe, they definitely do, you know. And our audience probably knows about it, you know. What is in the future, sir? I know you're working on a new album. Please tell us something about it.
Yeah, well, as I was saying before, you know, I had 15 years away from making any music on purpose. I didn't even play the piano or anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't listen to music because I wanted to try and do this art gallery thing that was the thing that I would have probably left school and done had I not got signed by Island Records. You know, probably would have done it then. And I wanted to do it. So I've just come out of that phase. We had 15 years doing it at Riffmaker in London. And the new tracks are a series of, as I said, you know, protest song records that will build into an album coming in 1 month's time, which is called Frisbee, like the thing that you throw. That's out via Rough Trade in about 6 weeks, I think.
Wow, we can't. Well, that's something to look forward to. Spring is right around the corner, and so is your first album in a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
I want to personally thank you, sir. You know, getting you and having you agree to do this interview was really special for me, and I hope our audience enjoyed it too. So I want to thank you. And please, people listening out there, give a listen to Mr. Taylor. He's got some wonderful, wonderful music out there, and more to come. All right?
Thank you, Ed. It's been a real pleasure. A real pleasure. Thank you.
Hang on just 1 second. We're turning off. We're going to go to part two of our special right now. So I hope you've enjoyed part one of the show. I actually am in awe of that gentleman. And by listening to WFMU and also by giving to WFMU, that's how we're able to provide programs just like what you heard. I don't know any other station that would give us the time and the airwave and their permission to record artists like this who are doing magical work. And so please, if you could, we're at the end of the marathon. I think it's today, actually. So WFMU Fundraising Marathon here at Rock and Soul Radio. If you could, please go to WFMU.org and give us some money. It would be great. If you've got $75, you get a special Rock and Soul t-shirt, which is a limited edition just to our specific station. But give because it's great music. And listen to some of the other stations out there. What's happening? Denny's Den. They're just two of the ones that I listen to personally and support. So, you know, it's what it's all about. Now, we're going to play, for the balance of the show, the golden years of Britpop singles from 1967 through 1970. And I personally think, and I was just talking to Top before we got involved here, that this is one of the best singles released in that latter period. Now, what differentiates singles artists from album artists? Well, you know, all of a sudden albums became very hip. and singles became really great. But they never were made, the artists that made the singles never really made it as album artists. And that's what this is all about. So we're going to start off here with one of my favorite singles from 1968. And this was a number one single, Barry Ryan, Eloise, here for your listening pleasure.
I'm there, and heaven knows I hope she goes. I find it hard to realize that love was in her eyes. It's dying now. She knows I'm crying now. That makes the day, that lights the way. And when that star goes by, I'll hold it in my hands and cry, her love is mine, my sun will shine. I'd love to care, but she's not there. And when I find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay. Yeah.
This is Atlantic Tunnel with your host, Edward Rogers. And we're at the end of the marathon period here. And we want to thank you for all those people who have given us some loot. Delphine in New York, Kat in Auburn, Maine, Eric in Brooklyn, Steve Pittsfield. We hope we didn't miss anyone. So we just want to thank you. And if you are still out there and you still want to give, there's still a little bit of time. And make sure you come on the chat box and give us any remarks you have. And you may want to know who you heard. Well, in that set, Eloise by Barry Ryan, which was a number one single in 1968. Also included in that set was The Love Affair, Rainbow Valley, which was a number five single, same year, 1968, featuring Steve Ellis, who's one of the great underrated vocalists, I think, to this day. Also in the set was, let us have a look, My Name is Jack, Manfred Mann. You would think that they had made a number of great albums. They never had a hit great album. My Lord, they had a bunch of great singles. My Name is Jack, written by John Simon. And last but not least, the Tremolos, Call Me Number One, which only made it to number two in 1969. They just couldn't squeeze that little bit more to make it the number one record, which it should have been. All magical songs. All magical songs. And talking about magical songs, so is this next set, starting with Honey Bus.
Like a bird, and I such a man's glad. Hats left, seems there's nothing to like about your crazy feeling. Got this nagging thing about you. Save it, stop what you're doing. You'll be my ruin. Rootlessly wandering, all my time squandering. Feel that I'm drifting, energy shifting. My mind is going where there's no knowing. Myself now, say that, see for myself now, say that, see for myself. They say insane boys, they rule them with you, so don't throw now up. Lost my love to get a thinking, how we used to say we'd be forever.
Paradise was half as nice as you. Thank you, our supporters, for giving us funding for next year. And that, my friends, was the Amen Corner, If Paradise Was Half As Nice. And it was. It was a number one single for Amen Corner. Hope you like that one. And before that, Save Me, a hit single by Dave D. Dozy Beekmick and Titch. Dave D., famous for being a policeman at the scene of Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent's automobile accident, and witnessing the death of Eddie Cochran, which is happened in England. Really sad situation, but became a pop star. And I think he was involved with discovering ABBA, I believe. The first single, or hit single, from The Herd was also in that set, From the Underworld, featuring a 15-year-old Peter Frampton, who was the face of the year at that point. And we opened the set with Honeybus, I Can't Let Maggie Go, written by the wonderful, underrated Peter Dello. All of those acts were single acts. They were part of the golden years of Britpop singles. And we're getting near the end of our show at this point, so I have just enough time to give you one more. So I'm going to play you a Roy Wood song that was written by Roy Wood, produced by Roy Wood, but actually sang by a band called The Casuals. This is Caroline. See you next week with a brand new show. We're going to get a lot of catching up to do. Cheers.
Groping love is in the room. Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Oh! I'm not just stepping stone.
Well, you're trying to make your mark on society by using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing lately causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. No, no, I'm not your stepping stone.
Stepping stone.
Your front page news.
You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who. Said
I'm not your stepping stone.
Not me, no. I said
I'm not your stepping stone.
No, not your stepping stone.
Bob is asleep with the dog at his feet and breathing oh so slightly. And now the sun is lightly wakening brightly. There's a chill in the air and Mom's brushing her hair up in the morning silence, watching the mirror for guidance. In a way you can say that the days are the same and I guess that's good. On a Saturday day they're working away just like they should in my neighborhood. Telephone rings and the message it brings. Father's late for the tea off. Someone's getting a bad cough. The dog's scratching the freeze off. Then it's mid-afternoon and the day goes too soon into Saturday evening. Sunday we go believing. In a way you could say that the days are the same and I guess that's good. On a Saturday day just like they should in my neighborhood.